That's new. I hope that's part of the actual recording. It just went recording in progress. So that means we're started. We're all a right. Go. You want to kick us off? Brian Man's got a thing here, and I like it. It's great.
Welcome to Local Roots Podcast.
Oh man.
We don't always get the opening of the beer for that, but that was a treat. It was like we're sounding like professionals.
I feel jealous. Do you mind if I crack mine?
You have to.
All right. So this is that one I was talking to you guys about. It's from Vivant. It's the Speed Dating with Merlin.
Ooh.
The graphic card is so like, it's like 80s like hair metal like graphics. I feel like that was like I can't think of a reference, but like Megadeth album cover or something like
that. It does actually look like that. Yeah, something like Iron Maiden maybe.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's awesome.
Guys.
So nice to finally meet you guys.
I know. Before we get into it, I just want to say you were one of the like, so we transitioned, like I used to like do like clothing and stuff out of Local Roots. And right when we announced the podcast, you were one of the first people to be like, hey, when's the podcast start? And really? Like, yeah, pretty soon. And then we got to have you on. And a year later, we finally made it happen. I think like twice, like we either couldn't make it or you couldn't make it, but it finally happened. And that's what matters. So I'm really excited.
We'll just blame it on COVID.
Exactly. Brian, you were about to, or we didn't even do an intro.
I wanted to introduce our listeners to who we have on.
Please do.
We have Kevin. Literally kind of gave a little intro there. Kevin, you're our first guest in a while. I think our last guest was Alexi, and then the guest before that was in 2020. So,
okay.
Kevin, thank you for joining. We appreciate
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, hell yeah. Why don't you tell us about your life story. Where were you born? Where did you come
from? or at the very least, you have a really cool project that I think your main hub is on Instagram for it, right?
I'm all over the interwebs. I got Instagram, Facebook, I got my webpage. So anytime I share something, it usually hits all three of them. And I got a YouTube page, but there's only 6 subscribers, so no one really goes there.
Keep working. I've had one for 8 years and I just hit 200 subscribers. Like,
oh, yesterday. Dude, my videos are so low budget and it's like complete amateur. So if anyone watches them, all I want them to do is get a kind of a laugh out of it because I just try to make an ass of myself when I make videos.
That's the best. I mean, that's the whole method behind the podcast too, really.
Yeah. So I do need to start doing more. I was doing them for a while. I'd carry around my tripod and do videos out in front of a brewery and everyone's like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Yeah. So tell us more about it.
So yeah, it's just a hobby. As of today, I've been to 412 Michigan breweries. So all of them that I'm able to drink at, I've been to them all. Now there's a couple opening up in the next few weeks. But so years ago, I forgot which one of you, I think Larry, were you living in Traverse?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So in 2016, that's where I was living.
Okay.
And you know, huge beer scene. I would just be on my bike every day, just hitting different breweries. And then when I moved back, I kept going and, you know, was crossing them off the list. And every time I talked to somebody at a bar or a brewery, they'd be like, oh, and I got into, oh, you're going here. You got to go to this place. You got to go to this place. You got to go to this place. And then finally, there's this place in Commerce Township over by me called CJ's Brewery. Really cool. More of a local corner bar type feel, but this older couple said you should just, you know, start tracking your, I'm like, yeah, people have said that. So finally I said screw it, started my Facebook page. That was in 2017, did the Instagram thing, and then it kind of took off from there. Not that it took off as in me doing anything specific other than just going to breweries and telling people I'm there and what's
and
cool about them.
With it though, that's a lot to say, you know, just not quitting. And 400, first of all, when I saw that number, like in just Michigan, we have that many? Like that's
well, so many. So there's, I think right now, I counted today, I think there's 372 that are open today.
But
so the 412 would have been like ones that have closed since I've been there.
Wow. So
this is you've been to 412 buildings. It's not like, I'm like Black Calder, they don't have a tap room yet.
No, so I'm not counting them.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. So I have had their beers, but yeah, I wouldn't count them. And I didn't, you know, during the shutdown, I was like, if I go get a beer at a brewery that's carry out, I don't count that as going there. I had to specifically go there, sit at the bar, talk to the bartender, talk to the brewer, maybe meet the owner, something like that. So doing carry out, I didn't count going there. So during the shutdown, it really slowed. I was hoping to be done sometime last year, but obviously things happened where it kind of slowed me down.
So you're at like a manageable pace where like pretty soon, if just one opens up, you just go to that one. Like
I'm there now.
You are?
Okay. So a few weeks ago, right by over by you guys, Coopersville opened up.
Ooh, I've not heard of this.
What's it called? Coopersville Brewing Company. Yeah, so it's right off of exit 16 off of 96 there. And it's I did an article on them, and they've been open up for a month and 5 days, I think. So,
well, how were they? Cool place.
Yeah, how was it? If that's
I liked it a lot. Jeremy, the owner, he's kind of bounced around, and he was telling me his story. He grew up there, went to college out in Muskegon, moved to Chicago, and his first love was actually falling in love with food, and then that kind of turned into falling in love with craft beer in Chicago. And how could you not? There's so many great breweries there. So
yeah,
he started a family and decided to move back home with his wife and two kids to Coopersville and opened up a brewery.
Brewery.
Yeah.
I was hoping we could play a game where Brian and I would like say a brewery to try to like say you haven't been here yet or something. But if you've been to all of them, that game just can't happen.
Well, no, it could, because this, I do rely, I mean, I scour, you know, Facebook and Instagram all the time, and I think I know them all, but it was last month that someone posted that there was a brewery in Petoskey, and I'm like, well, that can't be. I've been to them all, and it's Gabriel Farms, which is a winery, and then just last year in June, they started making beer under the name Four Labs, and I hadn't been there, so I wasn't doing anything that weekend, so that changed into Saturday morning. I raced up to Petoskey to make sure that I could go there.
Nice.
But there might be the random one or two out there that I don't know about, but that's what I rely on other people, you know, to check in and follow everybody's beer pages and stuff like that to make sure that I have hit them all. I think I'm there now, but who knows?
I have two GR breweries. One is closed. One is still open. Have you ever been to the Hideout Brewing Company?
I went the weekend they were closing, and I still smell the bleach in my nose.
That's probably the first time they've ever used cleaner in the whole building. So you hit it at a good time.
Well, I think it wasn't an old hot tub sales place.
It was an old Soak and Folk. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Did you just say Soak and Poke?
Soak and Poke. Yeah.
I love that. I will never go to a place called a Soak and Poke, but I love the name.
Hot tubs by the hour, but
yeah, I had been there then before they closed. I think it was on my list, and then they were announcing they were closing, so I went like maybe 10 days before they closed.
Okay, nice. Yeah, they were told that they had to do some modifications, otherwise they were going to be shut down.
I mean, it was crazy there. It was like,
So. Okay, this quick paint a story. The last time I was there, I had two bugs fall on my beer, like out of the ceiling. Totally, you know, whatever, not a big deal. And we're upstairs playing some, they had darts up there that were fun. There's these video game systems up there. They're really old, but it was just fun to hang out and do that. And my feet up on the decorative, you know, bag of oats and barley, of what I thought. The brewery comes up and he's like, hey, can you move your feet? Like, I got to get in there. And I'm like, yeah, right. Like, it's dusty, there's dirt on it. And he's like, no, like, I need it. And like, he got it, sure as shit, opened it up, and then dumped it into the big brew machine that was also open for everyone else to throw in anything else they wanted in there. Like, so in there, so they could do anything they wanted.
A few cigarettes.
Yum. Maybe a couple leftover beer. It's like, yeah, it's all going back to the same place.
Yeah, recycle.
Like, I contributed to their new beer, guys. Go try.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So you've been there. Then the other one was, have you been to the, if you can help me pronounce it, the Beier Distillery?
Which one?
B-I-E-R Distillery. We call it the Beer Distillery. What is it?
Beers? Is it Beers?
Okay. I could say Beers.
That sounds right.
Yeah. So I had been there. Funny story. It's weird with, you know, certain, I was there on a random Saturday night and they talk about smelling. They just put a fresh coat of paint everywhere. And that's the only thing I smelled when I went in there. But I did actually like it. They had a maple brown, which I fell in love with. And I've had a couple of times. I've been back a couple of times. But my friend lives near there. So we've been on the, we bike from Grand Rapids up to Rockford on, is it White Pine Trail?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So then you can see the distillery right off the trail there.
Yeah, that's awesome. My fiance went there a couple times and their beer was just eh, but their liquor was always really nice. But then the last time we went in there, their beer game has stepped up like substantially. So
yeah, I liked it. It was crazy busy. I mean, this was way before COVID, so they had the trolley coming in or the bus, just endless lines coming in, which is fine as long as I can get my beer. Then I'll just people watch. My favorite Grand Rapids brewery, I mean, besides Vivant, obviously there's some really big ones, but yeah, are very low key that a lot of people don't know about or don't go to, is called Fountain Hill.
Yeah.
So yeah, inside the community college, that place kicked my, I mean, it was so good. I went there before a concert at Van Andel and just to be able to go. And I was like, I don't want to go to the concert. I wanted to stay there and drink all night.
Is that the place with the student brews or is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I've never been, but Brian's talked it up.
Yeah, we haven't been a ton just because they had weird hours.
They do, really limited.
But it's awesome and it feels like super kind of swanky and nice in there.
It does. And then the students seat you, they take your order, they take your money. So it's kind of like a whole thing they got going on where they're kind of, you know, learning on the job. And all of them, I think most of them brew, but it's like it's part of the whole culinary program they got there.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, it really, it's so cool, especially, I mean, Grand Rapids dubbing themselves Beer City. Brian, is a bee attacking you or something? Well, anyways, okay. I have a question that's burning in my head, so I want to say it before I forget it. Can you tell us the most, like, out of your way or, like, ridiculous thing that a friend or a family would have, like, just been like, you did that? To go to a brewery? Has there ever been something like that?
I did all 14 breweries in a day in Traverse City.
That's up there.
Yeah.
How did you, so you got a beer at all of them too?
I did. I started myself and then obviously I'm fairly responsible. So I ended up someone else taking me to the other ones. But next week, not Memorial Day weekend, I'm going up there next weekend to camp and I want to do it by myself on a bike. One pint at each brewery starting, you know, because the workshop opens at 10. So you can start fairly early.
Wow. I'm a little pissed they don't have pizza anymore, but it's fine.
No, they don't. But they're at the workshop, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but their empanadas are fucking killer.
I've heard they're good. We missed out on those, but I've heard they're good.
I have a quick war. Sorry, Brian. I have a quick, I'm having a brain fart. I almost call it warehouse workshop story. So like when I lived in TC, they used to have what was called pizza and a pint night. If you guys, you probably remember that if you're living up there, Kevin, it was the best. It was, I forgot how much it was so cheap. And then they just keep bringing pizzas out and you just go grab a pizza whenever you want. It was awesome. It was absolutely.
So that was, I don't buy, you know, cause I go to all of them. I can't buy memberships at a lot of the places I want to. I would just be, first of all, I'd be broke, but I did buy one there because I was living there. So I worked, I worked right on Front Street at Traverse Vision, which is right across the street from North Peak.
Okay.
So on my lunch, we shared pretty much a parking lot. I'd go
over. We worked right across from each other. I worked in the building that North Peak was in.
Oh no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd walk on my lunches. If I didn't go home to let my dog out, I'd go grab a pint at the workshop.
Right around it. Yeah, that was the best. Oh, so crazy. Wow. Is there a go-to beer you always get? Do you always go stouts, always go IPAs? Or you try?
No, that's why I try to change it up. I mean, I have my favorite styles and I have my least favorite styles, but I love sour. I love good sours. Mm-hmm. Kettle sours are good, but I like speciation.
Okay, sour.
What was that?
Oaky, speciation-y.
Yeah, exactly. Barrel and Beam make really good stouts. Rocking their shirt today. Sours. But I'll try anything on the menu. There's nothing I won't say no to.
Okay.
Except for seltzers. I won't drink seltzers.
Whoa. I'm addicted to seltzers. I love them now.
I haven't had one yet, so.
Oh, man.
Even like a craft seltzer from like a brewery?
Yeah, I don't know. When I see beer, I mean, that's what I want. I'm like,
I get it.
I would never get a seltzer at a brewery. Yeah. But no, you said you've never had seltzer ever?
No, I mean, when I was a kid, I had New York seltzer and those little jar. But no, not an alcoholic one.
Wow. Man. Once you hit the claw, you never go back.
To me, it's like, I mean, it's me talking myself like, I won't be sick if I have seltzer. I know it's not true, but like, and I don't know. I'm trying to be a little more healthy. This last COVID, like, I don't know. I've always joked about being chubbier, but this COVID hit me hard. So seltzers are my like way of not drinking 400 calorie beers, at least for now.
I just try not to eat. I get all my calories from beer.
Just beer.
So Kevin, you said you went out and hit 14 breweries in a row in TC.
Yeah.
That's pretty big beer area. Can you name them off?
Well, I can name the ones I went to. One's closed now when I did that. Craft House TC was open. And before that it was called Ferment, but now that's closed, which everyone kind of has their opinion on it. Some place didn't like it. I just like that one because of the location. It was a little house on Union. I think it was Union or Cass. But yeah, I mean, so Earth and Ales, Terra Firma, Workshop, North Peak, Filling Station, Right Brain, Mackinac. So now there's Stonehound, Rare Bird, Silver Spruce.
Yep.
I got one that you haven't said yet.
I know I'm gonna
that maybe you haven't been to.
I've been shit. Why am I drawing a blank?
Read a thought.
Go ahead, help me out, guys.
Acoustic Tap Room. Do you count that?
Oh yeah. I've been there. So that's Meads. I love Meads.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I love it. You know, it feels like I've got some drunken videos on my Facebook page of me playing the bongos there drinking.
Yeah, I love it. There's like guitars and just random shit everywhere. I bet it gets wild at night.
Susan, the wife, and then Bruce, she's there more, but they're the nicest people. I fell in love with Susan when I was there in 2016. So yeah, that was one of my go-tos.
That's cool. Yeah.
Sure. Like, yeah.
Have you been to, I think it was called Zulu Bravo?
Yeah, so that was out down in Acme before they closed. I did go there.
Okay.
It was just, so I liked it because I'm ex-military, so the whole military theme was really cool.
Okay.
But it was just kind of, at that time, you know, although Travers was big in beer, I just don't think a lot of people were venturing out that way for beer. Although it was on the bike trail, it was right there, but not a lot of people were, you know, were staying downtown or going more the west side of town. But now you have Stonehound that opened up over there. Not too far away.
Oh, I thought of one, which might not have been there when you did this. It's gone now because it was Monkey Fist.
Oh, it's called Middle Coast.
Middle Coast now. Yeah.
So yeah, it was Monkey Fist at the time.
Okay. So that was part of it.
Yeah. Oh, and then I forgot the other one. The other one, U-Brew was there and they just recently moved. So that was, you know, there's a kind of a thing going on in Michigan now, which I love. So it's a craft brewing store. So brewers, home brewers, and the people in town would go buy their equipment, could be, you know, fittings, could be grains, could be malts. And then they're like, all right, well, we're going to start brewing beer. People could bring in their recipes, brew here, take whatever they want home, and we'll start serving it. Well, that idea took off there. And now they just moved not even a block away from where Monkey Fist used to be or where Middle Coast is. So now they've got big enough to move downtown.
Wow.
And now the store is called U-Brew. And the brewery is called Fresh Coast.
Okay. So is that like a community garden, but for breweries?
Pretty much. So that's what they explained to me. So someone would come in and they'd be like, how much do you want to brew? And they're like, oh, we're going to brew 2 gallons of this recipe. And they're like, all right, well, why don't we make that 6 gallons? You leave with your 2 and we'll keep the 4 and put it on tap here. And we'll put it under your name as your recipe and yada, yada, yada. And that idea just, so they went from a bar that literally maybe like squeezed 4 people in and they just had to expand instantly because they became so popular.
How long have they been around? Like, I never heard of them once when I was living there.
So they were, I think they probably opened in 18.
Okay. That was maybe so right they, leaving.
They were on Cass and South Airport.
Oh, okay.
So just south of town.
Yeah. But still, I feel like a cool idea like that would have eventually made it like, hey, Larry, you should check this out. But yeah.
So now there's one by me in Madison Heights. There's one that opened up in, is it Montague? It's called Sawyer Brewing. Same thing. So there are supply stores that started brewing beer.
That's fantastic. Where, and we forgot to ask this, whereabouts are you living now? You said, yeah, show us on the map. Okay.
Auburn Hills.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I've lived in Traverse. When I was in the military, I was stationed up in the UP. So that, my favorite, I mean, I love Traverse as like, it's, although Grand Rapids is, you know, craft beer city, Traverse I like because it is so compact and you can hit, you know, you don't have to do all 14 in a day, obviously, but you, most of them, a lot of them are walkable. Oh, I forgot another one, Jolly Pumpkin.
Oh, there's yeah.
14, yeah, yeah. So you can that do a lot, but.
A hard one to hit on a bike because you that's do all the ones downtown.
I'm planning it out. That'll be my second one. When I leave workshop, I'll head up the peninsula and head back down.
That's a lot of miles. You'd be burning off those beers for sure.
That's the idea, right?
No, how often are you biking? Are you mountain biking, road biking?
Yeah, I was riding. When you guys said 9 o'clock, I'm like, sweet, I can get about 13 miles in at Stony Creek today. So I did. I went out to, they got some new trails. Whoever did the DTE trails revamped some old trails and put in some new ones at Stony Creek.
I heard Stony has some really awesome new stuff in there.
It's nice because it's so... Go ahead.
Sorry, Brian, is that where Evan sent us Snapchats today?
It may have been.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that looks groovy as hell.
Yeah, it's fun. Real flowy, just like DTE, not a lot of elevation, but you know, you can go. That's why I like, I'm not saying it's better than DTE, I won't say that, but I think there's more miles that you can go on and get lost in the woods and just keep going and not see as many people.
That's great. I was going to say DTE, I love, but every time I go there, it's just, you're basically in a race. It's like,
yeah, you are.
Well, yeah, which is fine if you're in the mood for that, but I can only go there like mid to late season when my legs are built back up. I feel just like a doofus there at the beginning. Like I went there, it's like my first ride 1 year. And I mean, I've told that story, so I'll save it, but I just died, kicked my ass. And then just,
yeah, there's some fun trails over there. I like it. So, you know, that for me, it's still a good distance. It's about an hour and 10 to get there. But the nice thing is when I leave, there's quite a few breweries I can hit on the way home. So,
okay. You know what? I got an idea. You can run with this. You've done every brewery. Have you done every trail?
No, because I haven't hit Cannon. I haven't done Merrill. I haven't done Luton. So I got to come out and bike and drink with you guys.
Those are our backyard. Yeah.
I know.
I just rode Wafield today and it was a blast.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What kind of bike are you riding?
I've got a Chisel Expert. Yeah, I like it. So I rode my original. I had a rock hopper probably for 10 summers, and fell in love with it. And I mean, it was outdated when I bought my Chisel, but I'm in love with this bike now.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but like really awesome things about that Chisel.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Ben has that, right? Is that the one he has?
What was that?
Ben.
That is an Epic.
Oh, that's it. Wait.
Yeah, I think that's one above the Chisel.
Okay. But the Chisel was on my list when I was shopping because that was right that like medium price range, nice bike.
Yeah.
It's an Epic hardtail, but it has like different properties. Like it's designed to like the aluminum like flexes and it's supposed to be like springy and just dope.
Really?
Okay. So. Can you feel the springiness, Kevin? Can you tell the aluminum flexing underneath your weight?
All the time. So I'm such an old school biker. So like I've owned a bike, I think my whole life, except for the 2 years I was married, I didn't have a bike. And then I got a bike again, but I'm just old school. Like I just jump on my bike and go. Like I did a ride with a friend the other day. We were 8 miles on these back hilly kind of roads in White Lake. And I was just in flip flops and I'm just cruising. I mean, biking to me, and I just recently bought a helmet. I used to ride trails never wearing a helmet. I was like, I didn't wear a helmet as a kid.
Well, congrats on getting out. My wife won't let me leave without a helmet.
We got cool trail systems. I mean, you guys do too. Like the White Pine, I like a lot. But like, I'm not far from downtown Rochester, and from there, it's like a spider web. So more crushed gravel, limestone, and you can go 30 miles in any direction and just be on the same trail.
That's fun. That's really cool. Yeah, we're stuck with just white pine and then some weird sidewalks that you'll probably get hit by a car on. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, don't you, the what's the one that shoots through, it goes right by Aylbird. Is it in Byron Center? Is that the, what trail is, there's a, that's not the Cal Haven, I don't think.
I've never been as far as Byron Center, so I don't know.
Oh, really? Yeah, so the bike trail shoots right by Aylbird.
Okay. Is that part of the like Millennium Park trail system?
I wouldn't know. It may be, but I know that when we stopped to have beers there, we were looking at local bike trails and that one popped right up.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. The south, I don't really take the roadie that far. I'll take the roadie from my house to like downtown and then from my house to like Cedar Springs, and that's about it. It's as far as I'll go on that.
Okay. I love that. I love that brewery, by the way.
Cedar Springs?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we were just at best Brussels sprouts ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They've got an appetizer. It's like a spring roll, but it's chicken and Granny Smith apples.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's outstanding. I was like, what the hell? It didn't seem like a great combination, but I ordered it anyway.
That's out there, but I mean, I'll give it a try. Yeah. I'll try everything once.
It was good.
I feel like we've skipped the most obvious question, and you know, what are your like two, like not just favorite, but like sleeper favorite, like maybe you walked in and I was like, I don't know about this place. And then they just had like some banger beers.
So that's like someone, you know, it's like, I don't have any kids, but it's like asking someone what their favorite kid or who their favorite kid is. So
passionate about beer.
Yeah. So I do have, there's, you know, a couple of them are in the UP. There's one called Three Bridge, which is in Menominee. And it's probably, for Michiganders, probably the least visited one because of where it's located. Because it's, you know, it's also on the Wisconsin border. But it's, you know, it's way over here. And not many people are heading, you know, the other side of Lake Michigan and further south than Petoskey to drink beer. But Chris, the owner, I call him Walter White. I don't know if he likes it or not, but every time I'm in there, he's like a chemist. This dude makes outstanding beers. And it's, if there's 18 people in there, it's pretty packed.
Wow.
Okay.
And it's
and then
exclusive.
You guys been to, have you both been to Copper Harbor?
I have never been that far.
What?
I know.
I'll be there next weekend.
Okay.
They have a brewery at the bottom of the trail that's called Brickside Brewing.
Ah, that sounds awesome. And it's only there?
Huh?
Is it, it's not only accessible through that trail, is it?
No, it's right downtown, but some of the trails literally dump you right there.
Ah, man, but how cool is that of an idea? Like a brewery, like, because that's a pretty well-trafficked trail, but like a brewery hidden in a trail, you'd make no money, but it'd be cool.
Yeah, just a tip jar or something, or someone have, if they have their phone on, you can start doing Venmo out there. Have a couple kegs in the woods, just tipping over people.
That's a really good idea.
I just thought of the most.
Yes.
Sorry, the most underwhelming brewery I've been to, that I was very excited for, and you brought it up because it was in the UP, and it was Tequamanon Falls Brewery.
I didn't go to that one. I went to, is Little George one or no?
By George.
There we go.
Yeah. That's a newer one that's really good.
That was good.
But I will, so everyone asks, like all my reviews and stuff, like I never talk shit. I never usually say a bad thing about the beer. If I say anything, it might be service or what have you. But when I tell people that when they're going to Tequamanon, you're not going there for beer. You're going there for the Two Falls. And the beer is just kind of secondary, and the food, you know, grab a burger and, you know, some blueberry wheat beer that they always have or whatever UP names that they have for their beers. But it's not good. I mean,
I'm glad I'm not alone. Okay, good.
But it's beer.
I want to like this. We just had a great time. Like, it's so cool here. But and it like the blueberry, I was like, man, that sounds pretty cool. Like, it was just like, did they just like dump like a slushy machine syrup into a beer?
Yeah, you know, it's, I kind of was expecting, I've heard things when I went, and I've been there, you know, a handful of times, but yeah, it's not in the top. So if there's 372 open right now, there it's not in the top 350.
Okay.
I mean, yeah,
but, it's not, but you have like some of the best waterfalls in Michigan right there. So yeah, that kind of makes up for it.
That's great. I almost was going to say, let's go through all the bad ones, but that doesn't sound nice.
That's my least favorite I have one that sticks out, and I know I'm going to think of like 10 more as this podcast continues. But the first one that I was super excited to go to that I was really bummed when we got there was Pigeon Hill.
Okay.
It was sweet. Like the atmosphere was great. We had awesome scenery, just everything we tasted. I don't know what was wrong. It was like, they had to be in an off day. It was like not carbonated. It was like kind of warm, kind of tasted like ass. And I was like, I don't know. Cause I love their beer. I buy their beer all the time in cans.
I will, you know, I've run into bad beers where, and I'll say something like, there's gotta be something wrong with this. But the owners there are nice enough where if you did say something to them, they would have been, you know, bent over backwards to find a beer that was good or figure out what was wrong with that beer.
Yeah. I was just so excited to go there. Cause I was like, that's salted caramel porter. Like,
yeah.
Or OCP. Like I fuck with that. And they didn't have any of those on tap either. And I was like, but you know, it's fine. Have you been to Rake Brewing?
Yeah. So I do like them. I do like Rake a lot, you know, so I don't do seltzers and I'm trying to get into the whole like smoothie and not that I don't mind fruits in my beer at all, but, that would be me like kind of, you know,
branching out,
pushing the envelope a little bit. Yeah. What I did have there was really, really good though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they have the smoothie beers and they've got a lot of, they're New England's I always really, really like.
That's so I got into the whole haze craze and I still drink them. But I made a video a couple weeks ago about breweries kind of they're swinging back to a West Coast style. A lot of breweries are starting to come out with West Coast, which, you know, more traditional, which I love. And the ones I've had have been really, really good. So if you do, I think grab one over there, but if you guys make it up, so there's a lake that I see you guys check in somewhere up north. I don't know exactly where it's at. You guys are usually out on the boat, but they're, if you make it over to Butte, what was Beulah? It? Yeah, Beulah's got a brewery that makes Five Shores, yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were that just opened up, right? Yeah, we were there this summer.
Oh, you did make it there?
Yeah. It's new, right? That's where we went at Evan's cabin, right?
January last year.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That whole area, that Benzie County, they got four of them. That's another thing I love to do is tell people I think I know better and said, oh, if you're going here, you got to go here. So I create brew in my head. I'm creating a brew tour for everybody I talk to.
And they go to every single one you tell them.
Yeah.
The haze craze.
I'm going to start dropping you DMs whenever I go to a new city. Oh. Like, where's the spot?
Do it, man.
Okay.
That's my favorite thing. And then I might even throw in some beer suggestions too.
I would hope for nothing less.
For you guys, have you guys been to, what are you drinking there, Brian?
Excited to show. It's the Hydra Haze.
Oh, from Big Lake?
From Big Lake. Yes. And I'm very impressed. I think all their beers, like, good. I don't like love it. But this one I love it. It's great.
Good.
Highly recommend.
Back a sec. Oh, sorry, bud. Just you were saying something about like the shift and like everything. It was all of last year, all I cared about was sours and tropical hazies, you know, like the more fruity hazies, the better. I do see it not the same this year. And even my own taste, all of a sudden, I'm going back to the hits like Two Hearted and stuff like that. Or seltzers, like I mentioned earlier. But I actually did have a Two Hearted at lunch, now that I say that.
Like, did you?
Oh, man, I'm bad. Whatever.
Yeah.
Where do you guys see it going? What are the trends coming up now?
Well, for me, I always love the haze. Sorry, real quick. As soon as I found out, whenever you drink like a KBS, CBS, you're like, yeah, this is the equivalent to like a Big Mac that I am ingesting in my body fairly quickly, but it's delicious. It's worth it. The hazy beers, the Double New England, stuff like that. I never thought they were like high calorie, but they're like, they're fucking terrible for you. Like they're really bad. And it's like, oh, this is COVID belly. It's like, oh, that's because I spent thousands of dollars in Arvine.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay.
I don't know. Like, I know, are you guys familiar with the Ludington area?
Yeah.
Not too far away. Have you been to Starving Artist?
Yes.
Okay. So Andy, he wants to get, he was just like, so one of my favorite style beers, an ESB, extra special bitter. And so he's trying to make a series kind of going, he said, is, you know, throwing back to some original beer styles. Kind of, he, although he does hazy and stuff like that, he made a really good West Coast style called Strata out of Hopton. yeah, so really cool graphics. This is one of his beers I'll be drinking after Lunchbox Superhero.
Ooh.
So this is a 12% stout that tastes like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Woof.
So not traditional by any means. So although I just said he was trying to go back, he does some really funky stuff like that. So that's definitely in my top, Starving Artist is in my top 10 of breweries for beer and just atmosphere by itself. Cause he's pretty much in brewing beer in his backyard in a barn.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is their generic IPA?
At Starving Artist?
Yeah.
What's the one? I'm going to draw a blank.
Okay. I don't remember what it is either. It's all like,
right. I've got something.
I don't know. Anyways, what do you got, Larry?
All right. Fun game. Ready? Everyone is given a brewery. There's Kevin's brewery. There's Larry's brewery and there's Brian's brewery. You open tomorrow. There's only four taps. Anything you could put on style wise, you can't name a specific beer. What are you serving to maximize happiness of your customers, not just your personal taste, but like what you think is going to be a successful brewery, and you only have four taps. What are you putting on them?
Where are we located?
I don't know.
Are we in Grand Rapids? Are we in like?
I don't think.
Owasso.
I don't know. Let's say not Owasso. That's where. Let's say it's like middle. I don't know. I don't care.
So I would try to do one from like kind of across the spectrum. So some type of wheat beer, a pale ale, a porter. So it's not too dark, you know, not as strong as a stout. And then probably a sour.
Okay. That's no
Pilsner in there.
What was that?
No Pilsner or anything. Or is that,
I mean, if I just had four to choose from, yeah. I mean, the reason you make a Pilsner or a lager is for my dad that when we go to the bar, he's like, just order me the closest thing to a Bud Light.
Yeah, I think you nailed it with the pale ale. That, I mean, I don't see those a lot anymore. But like,
not a strong IPA. Okay.
Yeah, you could do a crushable pale ale, like, you know, 4.5, maybe 5.5%, and you know, if you want to crank it up a little bit with that porter, you maybe, you know, if you want to get a higher ABV in there, if you were just doing four. But I mean, are you guys familiar with No Rules?
From Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's technically a porter, so you could have a 17% porter on.
It's a Vietnamese porter, yes.
Yeah.
Brian, do you want to go with your four?
Yeah. IPA.
Just straight up?
I would just do a straight up IPA. I would also go with just the straight up stout. I'm going to differ. But I might do more like a Guinness stout instead of like a high powered stout. And then I think get the flavor, maybe do like a Czech, and then a wheat.
Okay.
Or a Saison. So then you get a little bit of wheat and a little bit of sourness and people, that might please more people. Although I don't know, am I getting too crazy?
It's hard with only four, isn't it? Because I've changed my answer twice after hearing you guys go.
So I'll jump in before you give yours. There's a brewery in Muskegon and they make one beer.
Oh.
What is it?
Well, the brewery is called BAM.
Okay.
It's if you have never heard of it, it's it's an entertainment center. So it's bowling, arcade, laser tag, escape rooms. They got it all under one roof. They have other taps, but they make an IPA. That's their beer. So it's a brewery. It was actually a better than average IPA. I was kind of taken aback. So I had two of the same beer. That's one thing I'll never do. If I go to a brewery and I'm there for maybe three or four, I never order the same beer twice.
Respect.
I try to have something different on the menu.
Okay, that's good. Have you been to Clam Lake in Cadillac?
Yep.
Okay, I was surprised they were just a tap room, and now they make like a couple of their own beers.
Yeah, I think I was there in March, and I think they had three or four on tap.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. A family cabin is over in that area.
So okay.
We look quite a bit.
Well, yeah, I still haven't been there yet. We did go. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. And I went to, Raven. Next door.
Yeah. Raven Barbecue.
Great food. Beer's okay.
Have you been to the original location, the original Raven?
Yeah, is that Big Rapids?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went there. They had a KFC Famous Bowl, but it was made with like beef, and it was fucking awesome.
Really?
I still remember it.
I'm in.
What are your four beers, Larry?
I think you swayed my answer. So I think my like light accessible one for everyone is going to be a pale ale, but like really pale ale, something that like is closer to like an all day slash. So it's got a little more hoppy, like Sierra Nevada. Like
I was just going to say, that is like, if I'm going to someone's house and I'm just picking up a sixer for the day, and that's the first thing I say, you can't go wrong with Sierra Nevada pale ale.
I agree. And I think that's a good like intro beer. Kind of. It's still a little hoppy, but like I think you could satisfy the people.
Something wet, Larry.
What's up?
We had something wet. I think it's only made for Pyramid Scheme.
No.
I just think of when we went to the Pyramid Scheme. Rockford, but it's like a just generic super pale ale.
Ah, okay. Well, something like that would be perfect. And then I think like my mom, I'm just thinking of like the old lady, you got to satisfy her too. She likes something. Sorry, mom, you're not an old lady. That was so mean. Her favorite beer is like a Rubaeus, but I think we could sway her into like a kettle sour, like something really fruity and delicious. So okay. You got those two. And then the other ones are fun ones. You got to have like beer snob people. So like, I think like a real chocolatey, like stout, like a I don't know, like a really well-made one with like lots of notes of chocolate. Those are my favorite. and then four, you got to have a good IPA, but I think I'm going to stick with the trend and go a New England, like a really, okay. a not super fruity one, like a little more hot on the edge of hoppy than fruit.
More haze than New England maybe.
Oh yes, exactly. I didn't know that was an option. I didn't think that.
I don't know. I found that recently. So like, official, I used to not like Bell's Official because I was like, this does not taste like a New England. I want a New England. This is ass. And then now I'm like, I kind of want like a little tropical IPA. I don't want a New England. I'm like, oh, Official tastes great now. Cool.
To me, Official is like a great boating beer. Okay. You can buy a six pack of that and just kind of go all day long on them.
Exactly what I bought it for. And it came back to me. Now I bought some more. So
Kevin, you'll hate this, but my new favorite seltzer is I think it's New Belgian makes them now. They are so good. They like just like real fruit in it, and it's just like you can taste it. Tastes like actual strawberries. It's so good.
I'd rather do a cider before a seltzer.
Too sweet. I love them.
All of them are sweet though. Like there's some good barrel aged ones out there, and some seltzers made with habanero. That's one thing I do love is and I don't get this a lot. I used to find a lot more is a smoky beer, like almost like you're drinking a campfire. Love that.
Yeah.
And then something with heat, like something with habanero. Or it doesn't like
spicy cider. Those are not bad.
Yeah. And I'm not talking like heat on the tongue. I love when I drink a beer or something hot like that and it finishes on your throat. So it's not like up front, but you can get it on the way down.
Everything you just described points me to that other TC cider place, Root something.
Taproot?
Taproot, yeah.
I haven't been there.
No, what?
They still the Madagascar
vanilla bean.
Yeah.
It's like, is that in town? Yeah. Or on one of the peninsulas? Is it really?
You've had to have been there. There's no way you've just had to have.
What's it called?
The big ass pumpkin they do around Halloween.
Taproot.
It's called Taproot, and it might be a brewery.
It's not a brewery.
Let me pull it up.
Yeah, it is not a brewery. Now, I had a dry hop cider from Robinette's this weekend, and I think it's borderline on beer. Just throwing that out there.
You know, it's a good one by you guys that I go into a lot of them with zero expectations, and I fell in love with this place, is Pink Barrel.
Where?
Pink Barrel. It's in Grand Rapids. It's on
Pink Barrel.
Yeah, it's
never been.
What is this place? Taproot. I've never been here.
Like, because if you see this and it doesn't like ring a bell, like you've definitely not been there.
No, I would have to see the front, but I definitely have never been inside this place.
There's a really badass mural out that window.
It's right on Front Street.
Get out of here.
Yeah, there's the big pumpkin.
Been there for a while.
Huh. No, I've never been in here.
What? All right. So
there's beer on tap. There's gotta be gotta.
I think it's they just do cider, so technically it's not a brewery.
You know what they might do is they might take in like local maybe a beer or two from local breweries and put them on.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a picture of the front, but yeah, so you definitely give that a try because what Brandon was saying, they have this right here, Madagascar vanilla bourbon barrel aged sour.
I'll go next weekend.
Okay, yeah, text us or DM us. It's just good. And it's like 10% alcohol, so it'll knock your ass off. But like, it's tasty. It's like really good.
I love challenges. So that I can see where that building, with that pillar there. So that's going to be down towards the east end of Front Street.
Yeah.
Like kind of go, not all the way down towards Little Fleet, but getting that way.
Yeah, it might be just past it or just before. I can't remember. It's like kitty corner to like
it's a coffee shop right next to
Bay.
It.
Yeah. Oh, Espresso Bay.
Yeah, isn't that where
it's? Yes, it's.
I know it, Espresso. Once I saw that pillar right there, I knew exactly where it was at.
So there's a piano over here in the summer sometimes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we all learned something today. Also, I miss Traverse City. We should go. We probably got some races coming up there.
Hey, I'll be. I signed up for Iceman. It'll be my first one this year.
Really?
Iceman? Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, the weather is gorgeous.
We'll have to.
Hope so.
Yeah, we'll have to meet you in person, if not before that.
For sure.
Kevin,
I'm going to make a few days of it. What was that?
How far are you from Lapeer?
Half hour.
Okay. There's a race called the Beaver Dash Bash, September 25th at the Oakdale Trails, put on by Todd and Peter and Joshua McCready. And it's going to be awesome, and you should do it. And Tilted Axes Brewing is sponsoring. Oh, yeah. And that's my plug. They're my...
cousin. Send me the link when we're done, and I'll take a look at it, because that's not too far away from me at all.
Yeah, we'll
what about races in general? Do you do a lot of them?
What was that?
Sorry. Well, first of all, Brian, you're like your stream is just like that much behind, is why I keep talking over you. So sorry about that. But what like races? Do you usually do a lot of them, or is
no? So most of my rides, if I do organized rides, are more fun rides. Like I think 7 or 8 years in a row, I did the Zootamac just to mix them two parties in between a 52-mile bike ride. The Tour Detroit's one of my favorite rides every year. I mean, it's not a race by any means, but it's a 29-mile ride that's, thousands and thousands of people going through Detroit. Those are nice.
Awesome then.
Yeah, but I've never done race unless I'm racing my buddies down the trail when we're leaving the brewery.
I would say Iceman, if you're not in the first 15 or 10 waves, like it's not a race either.
No,
it's a fun ride. It's
don't say that. It's a race. It's a race no matter what wave you're in. But it's like, if you're in wave 29, like you're not competitive. Like don't lie to yourself. Like, yeah, you can try and do better for sure. But like, don't be a dick. Like, I don't know.
Oh, that Brian, that sums it up, because it's like,
no, I mean, I'll approach it as in, I want to go as fast as possible, but
hell yeah.
I'm definitely not going to be podiing or be on the podium.
I'm not going to shove, like, you know, Grandma Linda off her bike so I can go around the corner faster. I don't know. But there are
some Grandma Lindas, and there's some guys shoving her over in that race. Like,
you are
crazy.
I still remember my first race ever, Leary, was with you at the first mud sweat that we did.
Oh, yeah.
And this freaking lady, it was like the first time with clips, and she's going up. There's the first big hill where it was like real skinny. So she's got a train of probably 100 people behind her, and it's clearing up to the hill so we can all see her. She gets to the top. She tips over because she couldn't get out of her clips. I was like, oh, no one could have helped her. Like, come on.
That's great. Oh, you guys, one of you was it Larry? Were you just in Marquette?
That was Bryman.
Okay. How long were you up there for?
My fiance and I were up there for like 3 nights. So not super long, but we had a freaking blast.
You rode, did you do the North Loop?
I did the South Trails.
Okay.
So I did where like part of the Margie race goes through.
Okay.
And I rode that, and then I rode, I kind of went all over. Now I didn't do a ton of riding. I probably did collectively like 3 hours of riding.
Not bad.
But it was beautiful. I just did it for 2 days.
Okay. Yeah, I'm taking a buddy up on, we're leaving Friday, heading right to Marquette.
Okay.
Riding there the Saturday, we're heading to Copper Harbor, riding there, and then back to Marquette on Sunday.
Awesome. What Marquette trails are you riding?
So we'll do the north because he doesn't want to go too crazy. I'd love to, if the mountain was open, I'd love to go up the mountain and see if the ride down the back of it, but I don't think he'll do that.
Okay.
So we'll probably stick to the north loop, maybe hit the south on Sunday. And then the trail system out in Ishpeming is pretty cool. It's called the Ramba Trails.
Yeah. So we hiked Dead River Falls out there.
Okay.
Towards that area, which is, if you're going on a hike, if you're only going on one hike, I'd recommend, like, that hike is badass. And it's actually our, the guy at Ordock, we went there, that our first stop, he's like, hey, you should hike here. He's like, it's treacherous, but like, it's fun. And like, he wasn't kidding. It was like, you got to hold on to shit and like jump over stuff. Otherwise, like, you're getting wet and probably going to hurt yourself. But I saw all the signs for the Ramba Trails, and I've heard that those are just beautiful.
Yeah, they're really nice. And the nice thing is that, again, you're right downtown and there's a brewery right there waiting for you when you're done or before you go. So, yeah.
Well, if you're out that far, then you Barrel and Beam's kind of out that way if you keep going, which we regret not doing that. But
it's hard to fit. I mean, I'd been there before and it's hard to fit it all in a, we were there for like probably the same 2 or 3 days, definitely more than two, but. And there's just so much more we wanted to do. And we were just exhausted. Like, because all the activities there are hiking and climbing. And just like, it was so fun though.
Probably, I mean, even if you go up Sugarloaf, which is not a, you know, it's mostly stairs. It's not a bad hike, but you're taking, especially if you, you know, hang out on top, there goes an hour and a half or 2 hours of your day.
Yeah.
But those were, I loved Sugarloaf. That was tight.
I got to give you guys a few props. I wasn't, before I started listening to you guys, I wasn't familiar with Hands Up.
Oh, yeah.
So when they were sponsoring you, I was like, all right, what are these guys? And I've been to, since then, I've been to Chattanooga and went to their store.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I bought hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of gear from them. But I told them when I was down there that's how I found out about them was from you guys.
Oh, that's great.
It was just a guy behind the counter. And he's like, huh? And I'm like, he's probably not into marketing at all. And I'm like, yeah, there's a podcast in Michigan. And that's how I heard about them. But I got gloves, hats, their flannels are fucking killer. So.
I've been so nervous to buy their clothes. I want them so bad because they look so cool. I think our code still works, but I haven't talked to the guy who we did the sponsorship in like a year.
They're going to tell us no.
What? Yeah. No, but I sincerely still use their gloves every time I ride. Like, I love them. Yes. Hell yeah, bro.
Those the beer ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gloves.
Were those?
That's how we found out about it was Bobo on the podcast.
Yeah. I remember. So my favorite podcast of yours, and it helped out a lot because I went to Utah for 16 days, was Paul the Punter.
Oh yeah, he was the best.
That was a good one.
He was such a nice guy.
His voice was like soothing.
Yeah,
he gives us shout outs on his podcast every once in a while too, and I'm like, dude, you didn't have to do that. That's nice.
he was going over some trails out in the Moab area that I hit. And, I mean, I knew of them, but then because of him, I was like, all right, well, I'll try this one.
That's awesome. Yeah. Wait, but backpedaling a tiny bit, did you get some like jerseys and stuff from Hand Up?
So I didn't get jerseys. So I wear their flannels. I got their shorts, socks, gloves, hats. But I will say if you buy clothes like tops or bottoms, everything runs a little bit large. So I would go one size down from what you would normally get.
That sounds right up my alley. So, but are the flannels like lighter for riding in, or are they just straight up flannels?
No, they're sweet because they've got this material on the back that's like almost a spandex stretchy. So when you're leaned over, it's all, and it goes across the chest too. So it's moves with you. Yeah.
That sounds good.
I'm going to use our code again and just.
But even without it, I was surprised when I went on there because they put the flannels on sale a lot. And I was like, I think they're 35 or 36 bucks on sale. I mean, these flannels will last me for years. So, the store was really cool. So when I was heading up from Florida in December and specifically went to Chattanooga to stop by their store.
That's so cool. I love that. Brian, I think you were saying something.
No, my connection keeps like fucking up, I think. I don't know what it is.
It's like there's an obvious lag, but it's fine. I mean,
okay.
So Larry, what are you drinking?
You shouldn't ask.
It's sparkling water.
Nice.
I'm you know what? I can talk through my adversity. I'm having a hard relationship with alcohol lately, just like it kicks my butt and I don't know what to say. I think it's probably because I wake up at like all hours to feed the baby.
Yeah. I was going to say, is it the alcohol or is it the 5 month old?
Yeah. They just don't mix well anymore. But I went out with a couple coworkers to lunch today and I was like, all right, let's get some beer. So I did have a two hearted at lunch, nothing too cool or unique like you guys have, but you know, a classic.
So are you guys back on the billboard still? I remember that last year about this time.
Yeah. We got on at a baseball game.
Oh, just recently?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I found I can just turn it on and off. And turns it on. If you do it for like a day, it's only like 10 bucks. So
really?
Yeah, it's so cool. The hard part is like if you don't have like Photoshop or know someone who to like get the, because I had to like submit the like creative, it's marketing stuff, submit the creative like 40 times basically because they kept saying like, well, we zoomed in on this logo and it's a little blurry and it won't work. So like I had to like make it all like pixel perfect and submit like vector S, just a bunch of stuff that I like barely know how to do. But now that I made it like that one time, I can literally just turn it on whenever I want.
Nice.
It's pretty funny. It's still so hilarious.
Every time I drive up 75 now, because I go that way so often, I'm looking for the digital billboards. I'm like, oh man, because I thought about you guys and I was like, I wonder if I could throw mine up there.
You can. I'll help you. I got the hookup.
So really going back about 45 minutes, another answer to one of your questions about going to a brewery when you tell someone, they're like, where'd you go? Have you guys been to Beaver Island?
No.
You know where that's at?
I've heard of it.
So if you're in the ferry leaves from Charlevoix, so it takes you the boat ride is about 2 hours and 15 minutes to an island in Lake Michigan. And okay. There's a brewery called Whiskey Point on it.
No way.
You can fly there in
you can fly
20 minutes. What was that?
Sounds affordable.
It's actually not bad. I think it's only 70 bucks compared to 40 for the boat. So it's not too bad to save that amount of time. I don't like to fly myself. So the boat was fine.
It does sound kind of sweet.
Damn. So then we got, you know, there's a new brewery too, as of last summer on Mackinac Island too. So that one's called Great Turtle.
It's insane. And not only like have you done all these brewers, but like the recall is very impressive of like knowing like, is there any that you'd like, can you remember like the beer you had at almost all of them too?
It's not drinking beer that you're remembering all of these. Like,
yeah. It's, yeah. Because of Untappd, it helps as soon as I check something in. Yeah. So, but no, I can't remember every beer I've had. I remember more of the bad beers than the good beers, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So, guys, I'm a little tight on time here. Sorry to do this.
Okay.
But one thing I wanted to talk about real quick is Traverse City Trail Festival is actually soon. Have you guys done that? And do you guys want to do it this year? I feel like I do, because that sounds really fun. It's like more of a group ride, like you were saying. You could do like 10, 20 or 40, or I think even more miles through all of, like, you get to do some of the trails that you don't usually get to do, like the hidden Bassett trails that are, like, aren't usually well marked. I don't know. I want to give it a shout out because it's always such a cool race and I want to do it.
When is it?
Let me, I just blindly talk about it. Let me pull it up. Stall for me.
Give us the deets.
Yeah. I mean, I love that. Those are some of my favorite trail systems. And, so anything up in Traverse that includes beers and bikes, I'm usually in for.
Okay. Let me share my screen since we can, Brian, we should really turn this podcast into a multimedia presentation. Now that we have like Zoom on our hands, like we can actually like watch cool videos and talk about them, like mountain bike videos. Like honestly, the content's done for it just in our group chat of like us sending funny videos to each other.
Yeah. You guys could do a group chat with, a bunch of bikers wiping out and critique how he fell.
Like for real, that's like, I mean, basically that's what we do anyways in our Instagram. We just all, whenever any of us find a funny mountain bike video, we just send it to each other. We should just make that a section of the podcast where we watch them together.
And we can listen to Puddle of Mud.
Yeah. Yeah. That was so douchey. Whoever put that on there.
So funny.
Okay. I was
laughing at, Leary, you said like you brought that up and some guy commented and he was like, I have a small channel and everyone's nice to me.
Like, okay. It's like, cool, man. No, yeah, that's what Brian said, which I thought was kind of mean, actually.
I was like, I had a couple pops that day. I deleted it because I felt bad in the morning.
So I've been doing, I'll plug this real quick. Like I do e-bike reviews now. And
oh, really?
I've never gotten like any views on YouTube. But like, look at this. It's like almost up to 4,000 of just reviewing the e-bikes I ride now. And people are so mean. Like, I just get, like, because YouTube used to be fun. I would just do videos of us like hanging out. This guy right here who's on the screen is actually really nice. But like a lot of people are like, you don't know shit about this. It's like, I know. Like I say that in the video. But just to quick aside.
A ton or not.
Yeah, it's just like I'm literally just trying to make a fun video. All right, whatever. Traverse City Trail Fest is July 25th. Okay, it looks like there's just the, okay, here you go. 28 mile race, not 40 this year. So I take that back. Or a 15 mile. And it's like a more of a group ride environment, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly.
So how does that work then as a group with different ages if they got the age ranges?
Yeah, so here it says 40 and 20. I don't know. Maybe don't take my word for it. I just know I want to do it.
It seems cool.
Yeah, it should be great because I want to do a TC ride again, and I really want to do a race since I didn't get to do the Mud Sweat 300 or whatever, and everyone else went, and I was sad. So this might be a good mid-season race to kind of get stamina back up too, which would be fun.
Leary, when is my bachelor party?
I don't know, dude. You're asking the wrong guy. Sorry, bro.
It might be that weekend.
Okay, well, Brian, I would prioritize your bachelor party over this.
I say, hey, we could audible.
Yeah, it might be fun. No, we gotta just chill. And you probably want to do bike rides for your bachelor party, don't you?
I want to drink on a beach and have no responsibilities. So bike included, I'm down.
Cheers to that.
Yes.
Well, guys, I'm going to go try to help my baby here in a sec. Any like final thoughts, last words, a good way to end it? Anyone have a good sentiment to leave on?
Well, I want to thank you guys for finally connecting and having me on. I've been looking forward to this. And hopefully we can actually have a beer face-to-face sometime soon.
We would love next time you're in GR, make sure you hit us up.
Yeah, I'll definitely bring my bike with me too. So hopefully we can get a ride in.
Yeah, for sure. If we're around your area, we'll definitely, you know, want to hit you up too.
Yeah, and let me know about that race up in Lapeer.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. I do have one recommendation as to signing off. You said you're going to Marquette. Go to, this is not a brewery, but it's the coolest bar, Stig's Bar in Marquette.
Coolest, I will do that.
Coolest place ever.
You like that?
The owner was dope. Yeah, he's like.
All right. Evan, you have homework now. Stig's Bar and Taproot. Don't forget.
I will do that. Yeah, I'll be up there next weekend. So I'm assuming that my buddy and I will hit a few places, but Stig's will be on the list now.
Awesome.
Groovy. Well, guys, this has been a blast, and I'm going to get this episode. I'm not even drinking and I'm stumbling over it. I'm going to get it out as soon as possible. Kevin, I mean, we're just going to probably have you back as, like, you know, a reoccurring guest, because this has been a blast. I love it.
Let me know, man.
You'd probably have so much like good, like beer nuggets in your head too.
I know.
Learn how to fish out of you.
Just scratching the surface.
I love it. All right, guys. And thanks for everyone for listening. It's been a blast. I'll see ya.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.